Part 3. The Red Rose. The nightingale flew back to the garden and saw the student lying on the grass. His eyes were full of tears.
Oh, be happy,
the bird said.
You will have your red rose, and tomorrow night you will dance with your love at the prince's ball. I will make the rose for you by moonlight, with music and with my own heart's blood. I ask you just one thing. You must promise to be a true lover.
The student looked up and listened, but he didn't understand what the nightingale was saying. He only understood things in books. But the oak tree understood, and he said,
Sing me your sweetest song, little nightingale. I will be sad when you are not here.
The nightingale sang for the oak tree. The student heard the song and said,
Yes, this music is very beautiful. But can a bird really understand love? She sings well, but she is like an artist. And everybody knows that artists are not sincere. She thinks only of music and could never do anything practical to help anybody.
He got up, went into his house, lay on his bed, and slept. When night came and the moon shone, the nightingale flew to the rose tree. She pressed her heart against one of his thorns. All night she sang her sweetest song. The cold crystal moon listened, and the nightingale's blood slowly left her. At the top of the rose tree, a flower started to grow. First it was pale, silver like the new day. But the tree cried,
Come closer.
The nightingale came closer and sang louder. Then the rose became pink, like a red rose in a silver mirror.
Come closer, little nightingale,
said the rose bush.
Come closer. If not, the day will come before the rose is finished.
The nightingale came closer, and as the thorn pierced her heart, she sang of a love that never dies. She felt a strong pain, and her voice became softer and softer. Finally, the rose was ready. A marvelous red rose, red like the eastern skies. Then the little nightingale sang her most beautiful final song. The white moon heard it, and she forgot the sun in the east and stayed in the sky to listen. The red rose heard the song and opened her petals in the cold morning air. The sleeping shepherds woke up when they heard it, and the river carried its message to the sea. The rose tree heard the song and cried,
Look, little nightingale, look! The rose is finished.
But the nightingale didn't hear, because she was dead on the grass with the thorn in her heart.